Okay, so you know, Zechanish. Okay, I'd like to give a series of shiurim on the Sunday on Inyanei Bar Mitzvah. We'll start with some shiurim on Baruch Shem Tarani. Then they have some things about Shehecheyanu and Tefillin. If do you make Shehecheyanu when you put on Tefillin for the first time? Say you buy, say you've been putting on Tefillin for a long time. Now you buy a new pair of Tefillin. Do you make a Shehecheyanu on that? That's another thing a shiloh I recently received. So I wanted to, I made a packet on that too. So there's a lot of things to talk about. So it's interesting. And this, we have to see what the answer. I saw this in one of the Sfarim discuss this question that Dinei Birkas Shehecheyanu, Siman Resh Chaf Hei, is page one of the packet. And the halach, the issue of Baruch Shem Tarani, as someone points out in one of the Sfarim, is in this siman, which l'chora has nothing to do. Baruch Shem Tarani and Shehecheyanu, well, Dinei Birkas Shehecheyanu, and in Sif Beis, in the Ramah, it says, "Haga yishomer mishenasa b'no bar mitzvah." But the Ramah has the b'shem malchus. So one question that's raised that we'll have to see. Well, I don't know if we'll get to that today. I don't think so. But as I saw the question raised in one of the Sfarim that. You know, it's interesting that that's in Hilchas Dinei Birkas Shehecheyanu. That's, and if you look in the Gra, the Gra quotes the Medrash Rabbah. Let's look at the Medrash Rabbah. Let's look at the Medrash Rabbah on page two.
No.
So that's here on page two and three. So look what it says here. On in it's Parshas Toldos, some you know, Vayigdulu HaNa'arim. Amar Adam Gimel Mikan. So the simple pshat. It's not even that you say anything. It's just you have to be metapel with your son on your Moshana. Now you could say it's not that you make it, it's not even you making a bracha b'li sheva malchus. It's just like an attitude, so to speak. Sarf sheyom, but this is what you say to yourself.
Is it really literally ownership, but because all the averus are his? Or because it says in the beginning that he has to sort of like raise him, right? So now he doesn't have to raise him anymore, you
Yeah, right. So that's the question, whether he has to look in the
know.
Medrash Rabbah HaMavur here
Oh,
on the bottom of page
that's the color of the literal meaning of the.
three. Yeah, but then Yosef. In other words, he's saying that chinuch is specifically for your child till age 13. After that, in other words, your responsibility to him is no different than your responsibility to any Jew that Kol Yisrael. But it's nothing to do with the simple pshat with a bracha per se, you know. But look in the Gra here. He says, "Bracious Rabbah, Reish Toldos, Asher Samachimel,
What number? What page?
V'chein Hu B'Ariel." Page one in the packet. Yeah, so the Bir HaGra is here in Resh Chaf Hei Gimel. Gracious Rabbah, he says, was, he quotes you, we can see the Maril inside. Yeah, let's look at the Maril. Because the Maril is, has the old Minhagim. You know, it's fascinating. The Sefer Maril Minhagim, and it's put out by, this edition was put out by Machon Yerushalayim. And it's in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. You know, there's a question, when are you supposed to say the Baruch Shem Tarani? I said it twice, because I don't say B'Shem Malchus anyway. So I said it, but Bo Bayom, my son got the, his Aliyah, his Bo Bayom was on Monday, this past Monday. So I said it after his Aliyah, and then when he got his Aliyah on Shabbos, I said it again. So Rabbi Harfin has said to me, if you're not saying B'Shem Malchus, so there's no issue of Bracha Vatala. So the Shaila was, which is more Adif, the day that he's actually doing it, or maybe Shabbos is a bigger Pearson. Okay, can't hurt. So, but Marie Segel was man should be no nase bar mitzvah v'kara b'torah. I am b'varach alav baruch ato Hashem lukeinu melech olam Hashem Hashem p'tarani mi'on shol shol zeh. Chedis b'mordechai ha'gadol baruch hazu b'shem u'malchus. So it's fascinating. And then the Gra quotes this this Maril. His man should be known as bar mitzvah v'kara b'torah. Hayah mevarech. Should be known as bar mitzvah. Hayah mevarech al baruch shem p'tarani v'chein isa b'mordechai. Baruch zu b'shem u'machos. V'chein ikar. V'chein ikar. That's what the Gaon says. V'chein ikar. So to me, it's a very big chiddush. Or is he saying that this is the ikar, this is the ikar day? I would have said this is the whole thing is a chiddush. To even say that it's a bracha, like, and the fact that I say it even below Shema Malchus is a chiddush, because he said Rabbi Herschel Hartz just he had to leave, but he set up the computer. He said he heard it in Broyers, the minhag is to say it low. Not to say it, that is, the father will say it, but low, not out loud.
With a Shema Malchus?
No, without a Shema Malchus.
Without Shema Malchus.
Without a Shema Malchus, but not to pronounce it. Neither. Okay, but either way, but it's interesting. But the Ramah says the Tov Levarach below Shema Malchus. So, and I can understand, because it's a big chiddush that this thing, whole thing, is even a bracha, let alone. I don't know what to say it with the Shema Malchus.
Well, what is the ability to make a bracha that's not in Chazal?
Right, another thing. That's a discussion in the poskim. Could you make? Well, we have the. What do we have in the? No, say lo yev koach. Is that the one that's brought down? That's not in the right. We have brachas that are not in Chazal that we say. So,
what are our parameters for saying or not saying it?
What are our parameters for saying it, for not saying it? I don't know. I mean, well, it's interesting. In the Mechaber, the whole thing doesn't appear, right? It's only the Ramah who even discusses this thing. But the Mechaber doesn't even, and it's in the middle, as it's been pointed out, as we'll have to understand this more. I saw it pointed out, it's the middle of Hilchos Shechianu, which is also strange. But the Mechaber doesn't have such a bracha. And you said, because Mehechi Tesi, that such a bracha even exists of Baruch Shem Tarani.
Is it something found only in Ashkenaz? Because that's often where it's found in the Maharil.
Yeah, so Mariel is Ashkenaz.
No, but not only is he Ashkenaz, but many of the Minhagim are recorded by the Maharil that aren't necessarily found in Eidot HaMizrach. So my
Right.
question is it in Eidot HaMizrach?
You mean
Do the Sfardim have
the Sfarim
Baruch
have
Shem
such
Tarani? Let's say before the Ramah. I don't know if they later pick it up, but do they have it before the Ramah?
I would assume they probably don't have, because Mehechi Tesi, that there should be such a bracha that it's not in the Mechaber. Right? It's not in the Mechaber. Certainly not. And certainly, Mechaber Shita is the Bracha Levatola, is a Daraisa.
Right.
So, to make it B'Shem Malchus, but it's interesting, the Gra's approach. So you would think the Gra would be more into having it, something as a makor. The Gra is very, but it's interesting. The Gra's makoros, like say, I always point out the Ragachover, his shita was he only does Shas, Bavli, Yushalmi, Midrashei Halacha, Rambam, Vinose Kalev, and that's where it ends. Nothing. He's not goris anything after that. It has to be Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Midrashei Halacha, Rambam, Vinose Kalev. So I can't imagine. But it's interesting. You would think that the Gra would be like that also. But the Gra, first of all, was very into the Zohar and the other things like that. But he was also, it seems, into other things like Mariel. I don't know, the Rogachev, I don't think, would open a Mariel, quote from the Mariel, or he wouldn't even quote from the Mechaber Ramah. That's not in his purview. But I the Gra, where's this Yesh Omrim? That you see the Mariel, he's it's Yudim L'Ramah, you see on the side here, Mariel, Meshay Mordechai. So it is a Meshay Mordechai. So there it's in Rishonim. You see, so if it's in Rishonim, he quotes it from the Mordechai, Isim Mordechai. Mordechai Hagadol. But look on footnote 8 on page 5, Lamed Mem, what, Lo Matzasi. Lamed Mem, Lo Matzasi. You see, Sheehan, your thing also, we should look on the in the Chayyadam, Sheehan, on page 8. He says, "Ukfi hanira marshal b'tshuva nira the dafka bracha shalom nimsa b'gemara umin midrash ein Because that's what he says before. Dafka tshuva, dafka Moshe kasev tchilas shekasha la mariel shalom matzav bracha zu b'gemara. Chayza kasev shemotza came b'medrash." But again, it's how you read the Medrash. And it's a medrash agada. It's not a medrash halacha. You know, it's not a sifrei, a mechilta, a sifra, and that's the. It's an interpretation of the medrash. Look what he says here. Ulfi Masha Kasafti Bithlal Hey Simon Alif. I'm in back in the Chayodim now on page 8. He says, Ulfi Masha Kasafti Bithlal Hey Simon Alif. The Lukuli Alma Mavark Bracha Lashem Bracha Aval Pishihi Levatala Al Koponim Einkan Losisa Upshita Latoisis. And also the Hosif Bracha. We came into Muskos Bracha Zuba Midrash from Ariel. Also Halach Lamaisim Chena Gral Chena Mavarach Chena Mafsit. I mean that's Tosis Shita. Tosis Shita is Bracha Lavatola is only the Rabbanan. Because if I'm not eating fruit and I say I'm Bar Prayer Eitz, it's true. But so I'm praising Hashem for creating the tree and the fruit. But Chazal didn't want us to do it unless we're eating the fruit. But the Rambam Shita is that it's a deraisa, bracha levatola.
Rabbi, how come when someone passes away, we don't say Baruch Dain Emes with Shem Malchus?
No, but they do.
They do?
When a relative, today we wait till the Kriya, but it's really on the Besoros Ros.
Oh.
So it's still a very perplexing thing. This whole idea. Well. Okay, let's look for a second now in the Magen Avraham. Bar Mitzvah on Sifkot and Dalet in Reish Chodesh, page 1 of the packet. Hainuk Shanasa ben Yud Gimel v'yom Echad. V'achshav Nogol v'arach b'shosha anar mispalel o kore b'shabbos rishonah. Shaz no de la rabim shehu bar mitzvah. In other words, when do you make this? In other words, this is the part of the Ramah that says you make it b'shem malchus. So the simple pshat of the Ramah is that when he become on that day. The day Yeshua Misha Nasa Bano Bar Mitzvah, right? The day that he becomes a Bar Mitzvah, and not that he's doing anything. It's just the day of his Bar Mitzvah, the Bo Bayom. That's the simple pshat. Right? Yeshom Misha Nase Beno Bar Mitzvah Yivarach Shep Taran. That's why it's similar to Shechionim, because the Sif here, the Mechaber says Misha Lo Ra Es Chaveru Meolam. In other words, you have a pen pal. V'Sholoch Lo Ksavim Avol Pishu Hunene Biryoso Einu Mevarach Al Riyoso. Was you never saw him before. But look in the Magen Avraham. Bar mitzvah heinuk shenasa ben yud gimushonim v'yom echad. V'achshav nogu levorech v'sho shehanar mispalel, meaning mispalel for the omelet, okorei b'shabbos rishon. So that was the question that I was discussing with Rav Harfinis. When should I make Baruch Shabtarani? On the day of the Bo Bayom? But here he says, no, Achshav Nogu Levorech B'Sho Hashanar Mispalel. Mispalel Mechala means Mispalel for the omelet. Right? What does Mispalel mean? He's been Mispalel before also. It means he's davening for the omelet.
It looks like this is a matter of liability when the rabbim are aware that he is now liable.
Right, exactly. We're mefarsim to the rabbim that, right, exactly. What Sheehan just said, that it's a matter of liability. Now he now takes responsibility. So that's why it's done in a public, you know, thing. So that's why Lubar Mashasha Narmis Palal, O Kore Bishabis Rishona, Sha'az no de la rabbim Shehu Bar Mitzvah.
So this would suggest two answers to two of the questions we raised. Should it be said loudly or not? The answer should be yes.
Right.
And the answer also with Rav Harfinis should be when, not just, you know, when you get up in the morning.
Right.
But rather when he is publicly...
Right. So Lechora, my son, when he publicly got an aliyah on the Bo Bayom, and he was... So that would have been sufficient. I was just knowing... he said I could do it, to do it even on Shabbos also, because Okorei B'Shabbos Rishona. Why Shabbos Rishona? Why not Okorei B'Sheni B'Chamishi?
More people.
Yeah, maybe more people. So that's why I did here, and he was masking. I could do both. But I did, again, as he said, I'm not doing a b'shem malchus. So if you're not doing a b'shem malchus, so then, you know. Then he says, Kasu b'yalkot chadash b'likutim shemitzvah ala adam lasa suda b'yom shenasu b'no bar mitzvah ki yom shenichnas l'chupa. It's an Indian. So I took my son home early from yeshiva on Monday, because he gets home from yeshiva, it's already going to be past the shkia. So I took him home early, and we got a special dinner. We washed, and I said, so to do a suda for the family on the Bo Bayom. And that was this past Monday. Because he says, mitzvah, adam lasa suda b'yom shenasu b'no bar mitzvah, ki yom shenichnas l'chopo. Now, the Bez Hashem, what we're going to do today is Yamshel Shlomo, Perek Zayin, the Bavakama, because of the Manar Doresh, that if the Nar gives the Drasha, Havi Suda Smitsa, Filo Eino Ba'oso Yom.
I have a question about that. Would that be true if anybody ever says a Dvar Torah?
No.
Like that the Suda becomes a Suda's mitzvah?
No.
So.
Don't we say that by Hanukkah?
Yeah, exactly. By Hanukkah, we say the Bechil of Hanukkah is Rishus, but if you say Shiras Vesishbachos, then it becomes a Suda's mitzvah.
So why should it be different by a Bar Mitzvah? Somebody else says the Dvar Torah.
So if you look in the the Yamshel Shlomo, he says it's lo gara mechanukas habayis. You mechanech him to speak divrei Torah merabim. It's just like when you have a new beis hamikdash, a new chanukas habayis. So this is also a din of chanukas habayis.
Why does he have to say it?
Because we're mechanech the nar to say, I think I wrote the lashon here.
What if he can't?
Logdora misudas chinuch habayis.
But what if he can't? So then no, somebody else can't?
In other words, so the suda that I have boba yom, so that's the mitzvah of oisa, that's, you know, if he becomes a mitzvah boba, so that's one thing. So he's saying that it's a sudas mitzvah if it's bo bayom, and if it's a sudas mitzvah, if it's the when the nar is dorish, if the nar is dorish, because it's a chanukah, it's a chinuch, it's his inauguration of his speaking divrei Torah. So that's the. That's the word. So that's a fascinating Yamshel Shlomo. And if it's Boba Yom, it's one thing. But he says, if it's not Boba Yom, Nar Dorish Havisudas Mitzvah. Okay. Bez Hashem, we'll see more. Okay, Ramosa, I think we got in to have a nice shiur today. So,